Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. College Station police arrested a Bryan man Monday after they found him unconscious at the intersection of Cypress and Southwest Parkway with his one-year-old daughter nearby. The girl was reported missing around 6 Monday evening. During the search, two reports of someone passed out in the grass with a small child led police to 35-year-old Reuben Henderson. Police say he was intoxicated and unable to care for his daughter and charged him with endangering a child. Henderson has 27 arrests in Brazos County dating back to 1997. Contributions to United Way of the Brazos Valley's two annual campaigns are ahead of last year. President Allison Prince says the amount of pledges to the community campaign have nearly reached the halfway mark towards the $700,000 goal.
So far this year, we've received pledges of just under $350,000 on our community campaign. And to give you some comparison to last year at the same period of time, we had only received just right around $157,000 of pledges at that time.
The state employees' charitable campaign is 7% above last year and is nearing the $600,000 goal. Tonight's regular monthly meeting of the Blinn College Trustees moves to Bryan, while across town, the College Station School Board gets together.
The CSISD Board considers classes for the next school year. The list includes Mandarin Chinese, which was requested by students and parents. They're giving academic credit for dance team officers and a new class to create video games. The board, during its workshop, could also give administrators direction whether to proceed with its next bond issue next year or the year after. Business for the Blinn Trustees includes renovating space on the Villa Maria campus, opened up by moving financial aid and other offices to the Tejas Center. Discussion and possible action could be taken on naming an interim district president covering all Blinn campuses following next month's retirement of Harold Nolte. Tonight's Blinn meeting starts at 6:30 in the Student Center banquet room. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Parents of Bryan School District students will have the same calendar format next year. The school board unanimously adopted what teachers favored by a wide margin. Kelly Levy made the motion to continue the option, also recommended by a school district committee.
Well, I think once it goes to the DEIC, that's a good representation of our community. And I think it would be a slap in their faces if we overturned what they recommended.
Like this year, Thanksgiving break will be all week, and students come back from Christmas on a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Parents wanted shorter breaks in order to finish the school year in May. The option supported by parents also mirrored holiday schedules at Texas A&M. The implosion of the west side of Kyle Field has been scheduled to take place Sunday morning at 8. The historic first deck has been removed, something brought up during a recent conversation with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the Studio 12 show heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
Blows me away that that first deck on the west side is no longer there. You can see right through it from Welburn Road.
Gotta wait until December 21st
and then on December
blown
21st
away part.
I can see it from my office. I've watched, you know, I can see.
You got a front row seat.
I got the catbird seat, really.
If you can't make it to the public viewing area, areas around the Reed Arena lawn and parking lots, you can watch it online at 12thman.com. A man who was shot outside a Bryan convenience store last week is out of the hospital and his truck has been found. Now police have obtained arrest warrants for two people. Online at WTAW.com are mugshots of 29-year-old Sonia Martinez and 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia of Bryan. What led investigators to the couple has not been released. They're accused of the shooting and vehicle theft outside the iStop C store on College Main. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Cooler temperatures in the forecast over the next 48 hours. High pressure results in sunshine. We're going to be up around 60 this afternoon. We will notice cloudiness moving in overnight. Lows will drop down to about 40 to 45. It'll be cloudy tomorrow. There could be the chance of a shower or two during the day, a high of only 55. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, otherwise cloudy with lows around 50. Clouds Thursday, maybe a stray shower, high somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports here in just a bit. There was Monday Night Football last night with New Orleans Saints. Running back for the Dallas Cowboys, DeMarco Murray, has broken his hand, which does not bode well for the Cowboys. He's a big chunk of their offense. Johnny Manziel said it was the worst start he'd ever had, ever. And more on the NBA. All of that and more coming up in sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 6:50.
You know, yesterday we had a little discussion about the price of gasoline and how that impacts the entire economy, and will we be able to move back into that consumption that the oil companies like, and we might not, and alternative sources. Comes now the story of a man in Russia who, in fact, builds cars that run on cow pies.
All right.
Yeah. Wood and pine cones. Now, I don't know if you need all three, you know, the trifecta, so to speak, but nonetheless, that's what he's doing. 30-year-old Kirill Buzinius admits his cars look kind of homemade.
Well, it sounds like he's running a steam engine.
Yeah, well, and, you know, style does matter. You do need to make it kind of look good.
Yeah, see the Yugo.
Yeah. But he's selling them like hotcakes. But, of course, we talked about that 2 weeks ago.
No, not hotcakes.
Hotcakes don't sell very well.
They'll be cow pies.
Yeah, yeah. Hotcakes are not selling.
Hot cow pies.
Anyway, he says his cars don't come with a certificate of roadworthiness. That might be a little bump in the road, so to speak.
Could be a hiccup.
Yeah, because they're meant for people who don't plan to drive them on public streets.
So farm vehicles.
I guess. But one advantage is that you never need to find a gas station. Yeah. In fact, most of the needed fuel can be found just lying around on the side of the road.
By lumberjacking?
Certainly.
I guess so. Kirill sells the vehicles for $230.
$230?
I don't know what that means.
$2,300.
I guess so. Says they can reach speeds of 60 miles an hour. Howsomever, you're right. That does sound like that's probably a steam conveyance, which would
gasifier or something.
Something, but it also sounds like it's not something you can hop right in and fire up to get the day started. You know,
yeah.
Reckon he's got a key fob where you can, you know, start it from the house.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it may have a long cord to start it.
That could work. Yeah, yeah.
I just hope it isn't overly technical. That could be dangerous.
It's
info.
Mation.
It's Russia.
Well, okay. I understand.
It's rural Russia.
If you don't release the sprill, your car will explode.
Yeah.
What is a sprill?
Yeah. Okay. Watching for that. And you think you can do, you know, donuts and stuff, and can you burn rubber in the parking lot? I mean, I'm thinking probably not.
No.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. From where to go to take in our vigorous art scene, or where to go for a vigorous workout, this magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. Advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
6:15, and it's not like, you know, you're driving down the road and you see a pile of wood, so you stop, you know, because you may need it later on. a little bit different. All right, here we go. It's the 16th of January. 16th of December.
Almost.
350. Done. Got 100. Got 15 to go. Today, Boston Tea Party Day happened in 1773. 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge. Hanukkah starts, the Festival of Lights, at sunset and runs through nightfall on December the 24th. And it's National Chocolate-Covered Anything Day. So there, go be creative. In birthdays,
we will celebrate with the world's smallest woman. She's an Indian actress. Jyoti Amage is 21 years old. She's in American Horror Stories, and she's like 2 foot something.
What?
Yep. Smallest actress.
All right.
Theo James, 30 years old, from Divergent. Flo Rida, one of your favorites.
They're all over it.
35 years old.
Yeah.
Michael McCray from Boys to Men is 43. Peter Dante, 46. He was the quarterback in the movie The Waterboy.
Oh, okay.
Which is funny. I don't care who you are. Miranda Otto is 47 from The Lord of the Rings. Benjamin Bratt is 51. He's on Modern Family now, and he was on Law and Order for a while.
You know, used to date who's that girl with the horse face? Julia Roberts. Yeah, just saying.
William the Refrigerator Perry's 52. Yeah. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top is 65. Benny Anderson from ABBA, 68. And a guy that's done a couple TV shows, Stephen Bochco, 71.
Oh, he's done well, yeah.
Hill Street Blues, NYPD, Doogie Howser. Yeah. Don't leave out Cop Rock.
Cop Rock was a great one, yeah.
And finally, 73 years old today from 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl.
Wow.
It's her birthday.
A spring chicken.
Compared to a lot of them.
That's right. Liv Ullmann, 75. Kristen Ritter, you might have known her from Breaking Bad, be 33. John Tenney, who was on The Closer, played her husband, I think, 53. And had he taken better care of himself, Beethoven would have been 244 today. So I'm just saying.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so in the wake of the Senate's report on CIA-enhanced interrogation, former Vice President Dick Cheney is warning that the terrorist threat out there today is as bad as it was on 9/11. And then following the hostage situation in Sydney, Australia, a former acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, says that the U.S. will see an attack on our homeland sometime over the next year or so, guaranteed. And a brand new study by U.S. military finds that the U.S. does not have a credible strategy to combat enemies like Islamic extremist groups and needs to rethink its entire national security decision-making process. So does the U.S. have what it takes to defend the homeland and implement a winning strategy in our global efforts to combat terrorism? But the first step is recognizing the true threats we face. President Obama, are you listening?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And now, a Golfmas Carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of Golfmas, my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armors, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Card, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golfmas, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
These 2 Cleveland Wedges and a tap-in birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, Ace at Polaris Fun Center. There's a Polaris to match your passion. On sale for the holidays with financing as low as 2.99% on every new machine. Choose a remaining 2014 and get rebates up to $1,000. Get the 2015 Sportsman ETX for $83.99 with rebate. Polaris Fun Center carries Yeti coolers and rigid LED light bars and flashlights. Get it at Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
A travel boom is expected. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The year-end travel period will be a busy one this year. AAA projects more than 96.5 million people will spend part of the holiday season at least 50 miles away from home. That's 4% more than last year and the most for any holiday period since the Auto Club started keeping track in 2001. Most travelers will take to the roads. More than 5.5 million people are expected to fly. McDonald's has started experimenting with a slimmed-down menu in some test markets around the country. The quarter pounder with cheese, premium chicken sandwich, and the snack wrap have been removed. The fast food chain plans to streamline its menu nationwide. McDonald's restaurants in Japan are rationing French fries, only selling small portions to customers because of a supply shortage. The problem originated here in the U.S. A labor dispute involving West Coast dock workers has delayed shipments of American-grown frozen potatoes. Stock market futures have turned lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. GoHereNext.com.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly 300 grand in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft. So here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code WSJ for 10% off. LifeLock.com.
Network. The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Science has just confirmed something that we have known forever, and that is that men are basically idiots. The British Medical Journal decided to prove it, so they looked at the Darwin Awards. And if you're unfamiliar with the Darwin Awards, these are awards given out each and every year to real people who accidentally kill themselves in the stupidest way humanly possible. For example, a terrorist who tried to mail a bomb in a package didn't put enough postage on it. So it was returned to him, and he opened it. That kind of stuff, yeah. There have been 318 awards given out since 1995, and they were independently verified as true by the Darwin Awards Committee. 282 of the 318 were given to men. That means that only 36 women did something truly, truly stupid. 88.7% of the Darwin Award winners are dudes, which is statistically significant proof that guys are more likely to be idiots than women. That's along the lines of the Titanic getting sunk by an iceberg. A bigger newsflash you will find nowhere. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. If you're looking for something unusual for Christmas, might I suggest that you stop in to Gun Corps. For the shooter or hunter in your life, they will have you covered on all bases, from really funky tactical Christmas stockings, which are just funny, to unusual weaponry and tactical gear, and really cool automatic knives as well, from Benchmade. And it's all backed by the Gun Corps Guarantee. Something happens, you don't have to worry about it, because they'll do all the worrying for you. To find out more, of course, is gun-corps.com, and that's C-O-R-P-S, as in Marine Corps, gun-corps.com, or in their brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Good morning. It's 625, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Want to do something in the sunshine? Today's the day. High temperature is going to be 60. A little breezy, though, from the north at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. 41 for our low tonight. 30% chance of showers tomorrow, and we'll be at about 55. Then the chances of rain increase, 60% on Wednesday night. It's 40% during the day on Thursday with a high of 65, but then 70% chance of rain on Thursday night and Friday. And then it clears out. Looks like Saturday will be, okay, 56 and sunshine. So look for a little rain in our near future. 61 right now. Winds are, excuse me, 61% relative humidity. Winds are from the north at 7. We've got fair skies, and it's 46 out there.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $8,000 off MSRP on 2014 Dodge 1500 Crew Cab.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $9,000 off the 2500 Dodge Longhorn.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $6,000 off the Dodge Charger RT.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The 2014 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 100 different categories. Everything from the best bakery to family entertainment. Celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000. Pick up your free copy at Casa Rodriguez, Village Foods, the College Station Kettle, and many other places around town. Or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Around the world, he's called St. Nicholas, Father Christmas, and other things, but here we call him Santa Claus. How did he get that name? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, here's a sobering fact to consider. When asked at the end of their lives what older people regret, they more often say they regret having not done something more than they regret something they did that failed. Why do you suppose that is? I'm Mike Carruthers, and I believe it's because every one of us wants to succeed at something, many things. But those things, those secret goals you have, are easy to put off until later. But later never comes, and you wind up regretting what you didn't do. That's why I started a new website I'd like you to check out called The Success Mint at SuccessMint.com. That's SuccessMint.com. There, you'll find free information, videos, and podcasts all about success and how you can be more successful. It's a new website. I just started it, and I'd love to have you come check it out. Again, it's all free and all to help you succeed at whatever you want to do in work, life, and wealth. SuccessMint.com. Check it out now. SuccessMint.com. A service of Strand Media. Have you ever wondered how St. Nicholas became Santa Claus?
Santa Claus is a name that he actually got in America back when we were still colonies of the British and the Dutch.
Jeff Gwynn, co-author of The Autobiography of Santa Claus.
If you study your history, you see that after some wars in Europe, the Dutch had to turn over their colonies in the New World to the British. But some of the Dutch settlers stayed. The Dutch had the tradition of St. Nicholas bringing gifts to their children. When the British children in America saw that gifts were going to their peers among the Dutch, they wanted to know who was bringing them. The Dutch, who were trying to speak English, kept saying St. Nicholas, but the British heard Sint Nicholas, Sint Nicholas, and they just thought they were hearing Santa Claus.
Santa Claus has had some very different looks over the years.
The original look of Santa Claus starts with what he's wearing, the red robes with the white trim. And that goes all the way back to the original Bishop Nicholas, because that's what a bishop wore in those days. Then he was canonized and became St. Nicholas. Then Thomas Nast, cartoonist in the 1850s, drew him as a plump elf. And it wasn't until Coca-Cola started its campaign in the 1930s that he was drawn as a full-grown man, always stout, always with a white beard, though, and still wearing the red robes with white trim that he's always worn.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
What are you giving yourself for Christmas this year? How about the gift of faith? Living life believing in the God who loves you more than he loved heaven itself brings love, joy, hope, and peace. That kind of faith makes life so much better. I'm John Reason, senior pastor of A&M United Methodist Church in Northgate. I hope you'll come worship with us on Sunday mornings at 8:30, 9:45, and 11 a.m., and again on Christmas Eve at 5, 7, and 11 p.m. as we seek to experience grace in Northgate together. Merry Christmas.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board chose the opinion of teachers over parents in deciding next year's calendar. A unanimous vote will continue this year's format, giving a full week for Thanksgiving, but extending the school year into the first week of June. Board President David Stasny says there was a rather large disparity with parents who wanted a shorter Thanksgiving break in order to finish the school year in May.
I've expressed this concern years past when I was served on a calendar committee that one of the things that the staff clearly wanted was the whole week of Thanksgiving. And then when you talk to parents, it was like, I got to work and I got to, so you're asking me to get daycare. And so I don't know. And of course, then going into that obviously means you've got to continue your daycare contract to the longer end of the summer too.
The calendar option favored by parents also mimicked holiday schedules at Texas A&M. Tonight's schedule of public meetings includes the College Station School Board and the Blinn College Trustees.
During the workshop portion of the CSISD board meeting, direction could be given whether to hold the district's next bond election next year or in 2016. Board's contemplating the timing of building the district's 10th elementary, 3rd intermediate, and 3rd middle school. In other business, it's been a year since the board was first asked to add Chinese to its list of foreign language classes. Board's been asked to offer 2 semesters for high school students starting next year, along with a high school video game design class, and to give academic credit for officers on high school dance teams. The Blinn College Trustees hold their annual regular meeting in Bryan tonight, starting at 6:30 in the Student Center Banquet Room. Business includes seeking proposals to renovate space on the Villa Maria campus created by the future move of some offices to the Tejas Center. And an executive session and possible action could follow on naming an interim district president to serve all Blinn campuses when Harold Nolte retires next month. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A big start to this fall's United Way of the Brazos Valley annual campaign is credited with higher contributions compared to last year.
Our wonderful gift from BB&T of $100,000, so that really helped set us in the right direction. And I think it also helped set the tone for the community that, you know, we really can come together and make a huge impact.
President Allison Prince says the momentum has carried over to both the community and state employees' charitable campaigns.
In SECC, we are about 7% higher than we were at this point last year, a little bit low of our goal still. That will wrap up here in the next few weeks.
Prince says the community campaign, which at this time last year was $150,000, has pledges of almost $350,000 towards this year's goal of $700,000. The community campaign will continue through next April, which accommodates several companies who do their drives after the first of the year. What was left of the original west side of Kyle Field is gone. The time for the rest to be imploded has been set for Sunday morning at 8. The media and invited guests will be on the roof of the West Campus Garage. The location was recently discussed with A&M Athletics Director Eric Hyman on the on Studio 12 show heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone.
I mean, we could talk about going on top of the parking garage and wanting to watch it, but they're going to have all that smoke and dust and everything else. Of course, I probably will be there when it is imploded. What I wanted to do is to push the bell and then have it all lined up and charge admission and think everybody's going to come in all at one time, push it, and they might be the one that's setting off the dynamite.
It's one lucky button.
One lucky,
there.
Yeah. And then they all can say, well, I did it, but nobody will ever know that. But anyway, just having a little fun.
Public viewing will be around Reed Arena lawn and parking lots. You can also watch the implosion online at 12thman.com. That's the number, 12thman.com. Several streets, including Welborn Road, will be closed starting Sunday morning at 5. Bryan Police has released the identities of 2 suspects from an armed robbery last week. Arrest warrants have been issued for 28-year-old Bill Jeffrey Garcia and 29-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan. Their mugshots are online at WTAW.com. They're accused of shooting a man outside the iStop convenience store on College Main and taking his truck. The victim was treated at a local hospital for non-life-threatening injuries and released. The truck was recovered. Investigators are not releasing any details of why Garcia and Martinez are suspects, but they are considered armed and dangerous, and anyone who sees them are encouraged to call law enforcement or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. Atheist groups are upset that, for the first time, a nativity has been set up inside the Capitol Rotunda in Austin. They say a state-owned building is not the place for a religious display. Governor-elect Greg Abbott says there is precedent to keep it up.
The Supreme Court said it was perfectly constitutional to display the Ten Commandments monument on the Texas Capitol grounds.
And for that reason, he says it's perfectly constitutional to have the baby Jesus there, too. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Are you a John Deere enthusiast, or are you searching for that perfect gift this holiday season? Well, don't forget Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. Stop by and check out this year's John Deere toys, from bicycles to wagons, all in John Deere green. For the older ones, check out the collectibles and clothing options. And for the outdoorsmen, Yeti coolers, UTV accessories, tools, gun safes, and more. Stop by and visit your local Sioux Falls Prater Equipment location or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-493-8783. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-493-8783. That's 1-800-493-8783. Call 1-800-493-8783.
Aggie fans, Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning at 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. It results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures today reaching 60. Start to see clouds increasing overnight, lows 40 to 45. It'll become cloudy, cool tomorrow, 55, with the chance for a shower. Could see a shower tomorrow night. Lows will be near 50. Clouds linger across the area on Thursday. There may be a stray shower. Thursday, we're a little milder, with highs between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the Monday Night Football from last night. Cowboys running back DeMarco Murray broke his hand on Sunday. And we've also got the NFL Players Association filing a suit on behalf of Adrian Peterson. Plus the NBA and more coming up in sports in about 12 minutes.
Okay, 6:39. So, you know, they passed this chronomus or whatever it's called, this thing.
Crapulous.
This deal, yeah. And, you know, it just points up an ongoing problem. You know, they pat themselves on the back whenever they do a clean bill, as probably they should, because they don't do a clean bill very often, and a clean bill is simply an up-and-down vote on something, just one something. And the reason that's odd is because everything else kind of looks like a Christmas tree. Let's start this. Oh, wait, let me hang this on. Wait, let me do this. Well, why you've got that there? Let me do this. So, as a result, there are different people who write the bill. And who's the guy from MIT? Gunther? What is his name?
Gruber.
Gruber. I mean, Gruber's right. He got in trouble for it, but he's right.
Oh, sure. He got in trouble for speaking the truth.
Yeah. He's talking about how
we're going to make his truth.
Right. Yeah, we're going to make it as complicated as we possibly can. And we've discussed that, how in a bill it will refer back to seven pages before and three paragraphs from the bottom rather than actually write it out. And then they print it in legal or write it in legalese on top of that. So that's why, as annoying as it was, Nancy Pelosi was right. They got to pass it to read it because they're not given enough time to read it. That's the whole point, is now that we've passed the crominous or whatever.
Abominable.
Thing. Now we start peeling it back to have a look at that. I mean, Because if you take time to really search through the final text of it, you find 400 different funding restrictions inserted by lawmakers on all kinds of federal spending. None of the funds appropriated or otherwise made available by this or any other act shall be used for keeping offices open in farm country. Huh? Keeping the dollar bill in your pocket. For instance, none of the funds appropriated in this act or otherwise available to the Department of the Treasury or the Department of Engraving and Printing may be used to redesign the $1 Federal Reserve note. By God, you can't change the $1 bill. None of the funds made available by this act may be used to procure processed poultry products, by golly, imported into the United States from the People's Republic of China. We don't know what those people do with chickens over there, so we don't want any of them.
Nope.
And by the way, none of the funds appropriated or made available in this act shall be used to reduce or de-establish the cooperation, the operation of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron of the Air Force Reserve. Well, whose son is in that?
Yeah, I was going to say, what state's that in?
Provided that none of the funds are made available for CPB, that's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, by this act, shall be used to pay for receptions, parties, or similar forms of entertainment.
Which means somebody saw something on the line item and went, wait a minute.
That's exactly right, yes. And none of the funds made available to the Internal Revenue Service by this act may be used to make any videos. This is in the act. They have to write this in there.
That's just stupid.
Again, once you get it, and the problem is you can't find this out until after the bill is already passed.
There was a carve-out in there for Blue Cross and Blue Shield, too.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
Well, you know, none of the funds may be made available by this act may be used to pay the salaries and expenses of personnel who provide non-recourse marketing assistant loans for mohair. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, mohair is now in trouble.
Just the marketing people for mohair.
Yeah.
Though.
Man, the things we do. It's just, and it's, you know, it's been that way a long time, obviously, but I know. Then they'd have to be voting on everything if you made them change it into a pure democracy.
Right? What I would like, though, is it everything to be limited to 50 pages.
Oh, it would be nice. Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
We'll go deeper on some stuff. I get that.
Yep.
But I'm telling you. 50 pages. You. There's nothing that we can't figure out in 50 pages.
Or just make sure that the title appropriately reflects what's in the bill.
Sure. That's like a, just, well, but they can't do that anymore. Everything has to be a
Patriot bill?
Yeah, exactly. Get this. None of the funds appropriated by this act shall be used for the support of a non-appropriated funds activity of the Defense Department that procures malt beverages and wine. Whoa!
So wait a minute. We're not underwriting beer for our soldiers?
Unless such malt liquor beverages and wine are procured within that particular state. Okay? In other words, you can't go over to Louisiana and buy beer and bring it back.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
As long as we're still subsidizing beer for the troops,
okay,
I'm good.
We are doing that. Yeah, hey, by the way, they finally, I guess if the president signs it, they're going to give Purple Hearts to those people who were injured at Fort Hood.
Did they?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of an Einstein's not going to sign that bill? He better sign it. Yeah, they had a ceremony yesterday at Fort Hood, he has not signed it yet. But you know, it was because it was being described as workplace violence prior to that.
Yes,
workplace violence. Okay, Chris Christie got together with the president yesterday. They were both at Fort Dix to do an address to the troops. They chatted for a few minutes privately. Got that going on. New polls regarding public attitudes toward enhanced interrogation techniques, okay? Or torture. 51% of the adults surveyed by a new Pew Research Center said the CIA's methods were justified, 51%. 29% said they were not. 22% of the adults said they weren't sure. CBS poll, 56% of those polled by CBS believe the program produced valuable intelligence. 28% did not. In both polls, about two-thirds of the Republicans approved of the tactics, while only one-third of Democrats did. End of sentence. I believe that speaks volumes right there. Let me see. These people want to murder us and kill our way of life. We're going to torture them and find out information. Should we do that? No, we wouldn't want to do that. That's insane.
Oh, what's this wee stuff, cowboy?
Yeah, I know. All right. So there you go. Once again, 56% say that the program provided valuable intelligence. 51% just say it is justified. But two-thirds of Republicans approved, one-third of Democrats. New survey from the Public Policy Polling shows retired surgeon Ben Carson coming up on top with Republicans in North Carolina. 19%. Jeb Bush at 15%. Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee at 14%. Okay. However, Carson's name is still not as high in recognition with other Republicans. Again, I think he's an outstanding surgeon. End of sentence.
Full stop.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Cabinet position.
No, yeah, exactly. I think we've just established he needs to be the next Surgeon General.
Yeah. Folks at, no. Speaking of Surgeon Generals, no, we have a new Surgeon General.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Ted Cruz. Dr. Vivek Murthy, the next Surgeon General. The vote came despite the objection of guns rights advocates.
Yeah.
Because, she thinks that guns are a, quote, public health issue.
I can see that.
Why, because
they're pandemic. They're spreading. Well, people are buying them left and right.
No, here's the problem is before you take the gun from someone, you need to get an alcohol swab, you know, one of those hand swab things. And because they're liable to be germs that are carried from the gun.
Oh,
see, that's what we're talking about. Well, she says it's a health, right? It's a health issue.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yes, your health will be impacted if you try and do something to me.
It's a germy gun.
Guns don't kill people. Bacteria on the handle kill people.
Exactly. That's exactly what she's saying. So she's going to be the new Surgeon General. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the folks at MoveOn.org say that they have collected 110,000 signatures on a petition urging Elizabeth Warren to run for president.
Oh, gosh, I hope so.
Yeah. Number comes just a week after the progressive group launched their Run Warren Run campaign that included a $1 million investment. She is insisting she will not run.
I heard another show point this out, but the whole you didn't build that idea.
Uh-huh.
You know, people say, oh, you misspoke. No. She says that quite clearly.
Yeah, she does. No,
she doesn't
right.
make any...
No, ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah,
that's the way she believes. At 6:48.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
People who work in forestry are called dendrologists, and unless you're a serious dendrologist, several important facts about trees' trunks may have slipped past you. You never know when they might come in handy, however, so we're going to spend a couple of minutes discussing them here. Curious facts about tree trunks right after this important message. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I self-published my new book so I could have the book I've always wanted. It's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening. In fact, it's 24 years newer and an entirely new format. 840 photographs and 340 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is a monthly calendar 48 pages long of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting a signed copy personalized if you wish. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Available by calling my office, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769. Also available from my website, neilsperry.com. Satisfaction guaranteed. A tree's trunk consists of several types of cells. The outer layer, the bark, serves to protect the trunk and its branches from mechanical injury. Just inside the bark is the phloem, P-H-L-O-E-M. That cylinder of tissues carries manufactured sugars from the leaves down to nourish the roots. Just inside the phloem is the cambium layer, and it's in that tissue that new cells are formed, phloem to the outside and xylem to the inside. The xylem tissue makes up the heart of any tree's trunk. Most of the lumber is xylem wood. It may be 70 or 80% or even more of the volume of a large trunk or branch, yet almost all of its cells are actually dead. Even after they die, however, those cells continue to act as veritable straws, with water and nutrient solutions being pulled through them from the roots up to the foliage. The cells have a high content of lignin, and they give the tree its strength and rigidity. They're the part of a tree that turns into that lumber, as I mentioned. You never want to wrap wire, nylon twine, or any other permanent material around the trunk of a tree. As the trunk or branch grows and expands, the wrap will gradually embed itself within the bark. Then the phloem, the outer layer just inside the bark, will be severed, and the flow of sugars from the leaves to the roots will stop. Along the same line of thinking, two of the most damaging things that can happen to any tree are line trimmer damage and to have a dog peel the trunk's bark all the way around the tree at any one level. The phloem is lost in those processes. It comes off with the bark. Bark is a dead tissue. It will fall away naturally. Think of a tree's trunk like a partially inflated balloon, and then think of dipping that balloon into mud. As the mud dries, imagine blowing the balloon up to full inflation. Unable to expand, that dried mud would simply crack and fall to the ground. Bark does the same thing. It's just more noticeable in some trees than others. Crepe myrtles and sycamores and paper birch, for example. If a tree's trunk leans at an angle, pulling and staking that trunk will never be a solution. Let's use a brand new tree as an example. If it's a few degrees away from being perfectly upright, your first temptation might simply be to pull it into vertical alignment and then hold it with a stake or guy wire for a year or two. But whenever you release it, it's going to go back to the old lean. That's not what you want. And then finally, young Schumard red oaks and Chinese pistachios that have been planted must be wrapped for their first year or two to protect against sun scald and borer invasion. Success in gardening starts with soil. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M's Bria Guerra broke a pair of meet records in the Reveille Invitational. In total, 10 meet records were bettered in the Invitational that opened the indoor season for Fighting Texas Aggie Track and Field. Guerra won the shot put with a toss of more than 52 feet, beating the meet record set last season by TCU's Megan Gibson. In the weight throw, Garrett broke her own meet record with a mark of 67.5 feet. In the NFL last night's Monday Night Football, Drew Brees threw for 375 yards and three touchdowns as the New Orleans Saints thumped the Chicago Bears 31-15 to regain the NFC South lead, one win ahead of the Carolina Panthers. Brees said the team stepped up when they needed to.
I just think we responded well as a team. You know, man, we were embarrassed about what happened last week, and we know we're better than that, and certainly a great sense of urgency going into this game, just knowing what's at stake and what a win would do for us.
The Saints recorded 7 sacks and 3 interceptions against the Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, and Mark Ingram's 15-yard scoring run with 1:57 remaining clinched the victory for the Saints, who are 6-8. Cowboys running back and NFL rushing leader DeMarco Murray needs surgery after breaking his hand yesterday in the win over the Eagles in Philadelphia. Dallas Executive Vice President Stephen Jones says it's difficult to expect Murray to play on Sunday against the Colts, but went on to say there is some precedent that there'd be a week-plus turnaround.
Emmitt Smith had the same injury against the Vikings, and he didn't make it back that next week, but the week after that, he was back and running well.
Cowboys coach Jason Garrett said it depends on if he can do the job or not.
Biggest question that we have to ask ourselves, is he functional to do his job? Can he hold the football? Can he carry it under duress? Block? Can he do the things necessary to play the position?
Murray has 1,687 yards and needs just 87 to break Emmitt Smith's franchise record of 1,773. Dallas can clinch the NFC East division title if they beat Indy at Jerry World Sunday and Philadelphia loses, or if they tie and Philly loses. We'll keep it in the NFL, where the Players Association has filed a lawsuit for Adrian Peterson, asking the court to dismiss an arbitrator's decision to uphold the NFL's punishment of the Minnesota running back. Peterson was suspended without pay for the remaining six games of the season by Commissioner Roger Goodell as a result of the child abuse case that has kept the six-time Pro Bowler out of the rest of the games this season. In the NBA, Damian Lillard had 23 points and a career-high 10 rebounds as the Trailblazers downed the shorthanded San Antonio Spurs 108-95. Johnny Manziel, looking back on what he called an, quote, absolutely humbling day, said his NFL starting debut was the worst game of his career at any level. The Browns ran an NFL season-low 38 offensive plays in a 30-zip loss Sunday to the Cincinnati Bengals, with Manziel throwing for just 80 yards and two interceptions. Brown coach Mike Pettine said that there's still a lot of upside to Johnny football, though.
Johnny showed some flashes of what he's capable of, and we had some chances to turn those plays that, you know, into some real positive ones.
The last first-time starter whose offense failed to score a point was Tennessee's Rusty Smith back in 2010. According to Manziel, quote, first time I've not scored points or been shut out. He went on to say, quote, I've played in a lot of games through high school and through college, never been shut out, so this is definitely tough, end quote. And in some offseason baseball news, the Houston Astros have signed infielder Jed Lowry to a three-year, $23 million contract, while third baseman Chase Headley and the New York Yankees inked a four-year, $52 million deal. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and Kubota lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3301DT 33-horsepower four-wheel drive tractor with a front-end loader, Land Pride 5-foot, and 5-foot box blade with teeth. Earn $3,000 in rebates with this package and pay only $19,595 or $262 per month. At Normandy Tractor, you get top dollar for your trade-in and free delivery. That's why Normandy Tractor is known as the place to shop for all your Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop for Kubota at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, or go to normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. Nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Your car or truck needs regular maintenance to keep you and your family safe on the roads. That's where my friends at Sevcheck Service Center come in. Sevcheck's has been family-owned and operated since 1972. There's no job too big or too small for the staff. And remember, the sales and service area is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays from 7 to 4. The gasoline islands open 6 to 9 weekdays and 8 to 8 on Saturdays. Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
You know, the most important part of your story on the NFL, the Monday night game last night, was the Saints' record.
Yeah.
They're 6-8. I mean, did two teams who were, what, 5-8 going into the game, and they expected people to watch that? They're 6-8.
But there are so many teams right now in contention for the playoffs that have middle, because, I mean, everybody's beating everybody. It's one of the weirdest NFL seasons ever.
Yeah, okay. All the football sucks, okay?
It doesn't suck,
unless,
Scott.
Unless you're Indianapolis, who apparently does pretty
you,
well.
You, and so does Dallas, thank you.
We went out there and got it done.
What do you mean you're 6-8? You haven't gotten it done.
The Cowboys?
No, I'm talking about the Saints. That is Cowboys. Hey, DeMarco Murray's gone. Forget it. He's 38% of their offense.
That's a little